I've been fighting a battle. A battle with the guests in my head. We've all had our little twists with these guests at some point in our lives. But my guests are a little different than your usual intrusive ones. They're constant. Immovable. The part and parcel of my fear and anxiety. I'm constantly having to divert my attention to my guests. They greet me with, "Amna is going to die." They then bring forward the punchline. "If you thought it and it happens, it's your fault." These hidden dark companions are clever because the voice they speak in sounds like my own. They're convincing, realistic, and almost always very distressing. The guests have no manners, really. They have their leisure time at my expense and then leave without giving any sort of explanation. I must, however, acknowledge the present they leave me. But that is a quality of a good hostess, and I've been hosting my obsessive, rather intrusive thoughts for far too long to not excel at it. I am left with a scar, a plaguing, constant reminder of them. I've been visited again, you see. Just moments ago, I lost someone. Someone who wasn't a blood relative, but someone who was, no less. What is that you say? Was he of old age? Oh yes, he was. As old as my grandfather, really. How did he pass away? Natural death, they say. It was imminent, considering his age. 86 years old, to be exact. How old is your grandfather again? He's 84. 84 is a pretty old age too, no? Old. Death. Grandfather. Repeat. Rewind. Replay. I am left broken. Distraught, inconsolable.